Paul Tangi from the CFA. Paul, good morning to you.
G'day, Rollo. How are you going?
Very well. Last time we spoke, it was leading up to Grand Final, if I'm not wrong.
Certainly was, and what a win Richmond had.
And I know that that means I owe you $5.
You certainly do, but what a game it was till three-quarter time, but then it was a runaway after that.
So the line's a bit bad there, Paul, having trouble.
Oh, right.
Anyway, good luck.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Good luck getting that fiver, mate. The only thing I normally give away are boomerangs and homing pigeons. So all the very best here. Now, look, let's turn our attentions to the fire season. And I see already there were a few particularly private burns in parts of Victoria that sort of got out of control yesterday. So, again, it just shows how important it is. But today we're focusing on the smaller, hairy members of the family. And I'm not talking about grandma.
That's right. We could put a few labels on there, but you know, today we're going to have a chat about pets.
Yep.
And what we need to do is remember that pets need to be part of our planning process. So like everything within the household, we just need to make sure that we've incorporated into our planning what our pets need, what their needs are, and make sure that we're looking after them as well as ourselves.
Yeah, and I guess particularly too, a lot of people who might be in rural areas and, you know, more likely to have a fire threat, it's not just the littlies too, there's going to be bigger animals as well.
Yeah, well, that's right, exactly. You need to make sure if you've got horses that you've got the horse float hooked up to the car ready to go. Or if you've got more than just one cat or one dog, that you've got ways of transporting those animals should the need arise that you need to enact your plan and leave early. You also need to make sure that you've got everything that the pets need. So that covers food and water, means that you need to have the medication if your animals are taking medication for some reason. But just making sure that you've got what you need in the event of an emergency, including your pets.
With those small ones too, you know, if the fire danger is high, like keep them inside or keep them close by. The last thing you want to be doing is, you know, looking for Mitzi, who's gone for a midnight ramble, finding the best smelling tree, and all of a sudden there's fire breaking out around you.
Yeah, for sure, mate. And we need to realise that our pets are quite smart. Quite often they know about things that are happening long before we do. You've only got to look when there's a lightning and thunderstorm. And quite often, even before that clap of thunder, you know that the animals have cowed down and hidden, and or the dog started barking because they know what's coming. So in the event of a fire, for example, we need to make sure that we've kept them close, kept them safe, kept them cool, of course, on hot days. We don't need to have a trailer load of things ready to go, but we just need to have a small amount of things that will keep them safe and keep them looked after in the event of an emergency when you have to leave. So we've spoken many, many times about having an emergency kit. Well, that kit needs to include the things that your animals need. And, of course, everybody's kit's going to be different depending on the animals that they've got, depending on the needs of that animal, and also depending on how many you've got.
Yeah. And you mentioned one interesting thing in there too, and that is the fact that, you know, we're hoping nobody has to clear out. So, you know, you don't need to have the whole house packed up on the back of a trailer for 3 months or whatever. But, you know, it's really that case of hopefully it's a, you know, 1 in 1,000 chance, but if you need to, that you're prepared.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. But also having that information. Over the years, Robbo, I've spoken many, many times about having your information available in the event of an emergency. You need to have contact numbers written down. Well, of course, that includes your local vet as well, so that you know who you contact if you do require. Because you don't always have that phone with the number that's saved in it.
No.
Or making sure that you have that lead just so that you can walk the animals. Making sure that you've got that medication. Making sure that you've got that bit of water, bit of dry food. But you're 100% right. Don't need to have a full trailer packed up for 3 months' worth. Mm. Just a little bit to get you through a short period of time.
And I believe there's a video that people can check out via the CFA as well.
There is indeed. From the CFA website, you will find that video posted on a lot of CFA Facebook pages at the moment. It's something I distributed last week. So if you were a Facebook user, in the search you just need to put CFA Northwest Region Community Safety and you will find that video as the latest post on that page.
Good on you. Paul, always good to chat, and we will do so again very soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Robbo.